咁我諗我哋要 move on 啦。我哋 move on to item 4，就係the item 4 is proposed comprehensive residential development at NKIL. This is number 6549 of Hinghua Street West, Changsha 1. And it's our paper number TFK/05/2015. I need to welcome some members to the meeting. While they are coming in, I want to invite members to declare interest, if any, on this item. Okay. If not, I want to give the background as well. So this is a proposal from a private proponent, and they would like to seek members' comment on the proposed master layout plan submission on the proposed residential development at the former Changsha 1 Wholesale Food Market Phase 2 site. I think those who were on the commission longer would have been to the field trip there, I think maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And this planning application has been submitted to the Town Planning Board. So according to the usual practice, members' comments expressed at this meeting will be conveyed to the Town Planning Board. Right. So may I now invite the team from Scenic Landscape Studio Limited, Mr. Christopher Foot. Hi. Urbis, Mr. David Morcat. And Wong Tong and Partners Limited, Mr. Thomas Wong. From Llewellyn Davis Hong Kong Limited, Mr. Dixon Hui, Ms. Winnie Wu, and Mr. Man Ho. All right. So if there's no conflict of interest, may I now invite Mr. Dixon Hui to present your paper. Please try to keep it within 15 to 20 minutes, please.
Thank you, Professor Liu. Okay. The presentation will be divided into three parts. The first part is the site and planning context, and then we'll have the urban design framework and the proposed indicative scheme. And then we come to the concept design of the waterfront promenade and the public open space. For site and planning context, this is a tender site, was awarded last year, November. The special thing for this site is, apart from the private residential development, this includes a public open space and a waterfront promenade. Taking into account various requirements, including the harbour planning principles, the lease requirements and the OZP requirements, as well as various requirements under planning brief, we now come up with a proposed scheme and would like to seek member views on the latest proposal. As you can see from this aerial photo, this is the subject site, and the public open space is at the middle of this site, and the proponent have to design and construct the promenade and the public open space, and then hand over to LCSD for future management and maintenance. So upon completion, this will be the first waterfront park and promenade in the Sam Shui Po and Chun Sha Wan area. So hopefully in the future, it could link up with the rest of the existing and planned promenade and for a continuous enjoyment. As you can see from this aerial photo, the central part is the open space to be provided, which is about 3,600 square meters, and the other part is the two residential development, and also the proponent is required to provide the waterfront promenade, the pool area, which is about 6,800 square meters, and the length is about 218 meters, with a width of about 20 meters. Next to the site is the future hotel development, which is another CDA, and that project proponent have to provide the remaining part of the promenade, which is the orange part, and also to refurbish the pier. So in terms of the site context, the subject site is located is the extension of the Chun Sha Wan urban core. This is the current core area, the Four Little Dragons, with a building height of up to 185 MPD. And here's another core area of the station development for Lan Chun Station, which is also over 180 MPD. and the rest of them is mainly public housing. And this is under construction next to our site. So the building height is basically from 185 down to 140 and then down to the site 100 MPD. Similar case from the Lamchen station to the in this direction. So this is a site photo of the subject site. So as you can see, this is basically vacant, and behind the subject site is the public housing under construction, which is up to a maximum building height of 125 MPD. And this is another view of the subject site. So the future promenade will be approximately about this extent from the is partly here. So currently there is low vegetation, and in future upon the implementation of the proposed public open space and a promenade, there will be much greenery in this area, a huge upgrade to this area. So the view from the subject site is basically overlooking the Stone Cutters Island with a number of piers and shop repair workshops. For the urban design framework and the proposed scheme, so this is a subject site with about 2 hectares. And we need to take care about the public open space of about 3,600 meters square. And then the waterfront promenade. And then we have taken into account the, to provide various open space connections. And we also take care about the air ventilation and urban design consideration of provision of breezeway and view corridors. And also respect the long building area requirement, the drainage reserve requirement, and end up we come up with the integrated scheme. So as you can see from this scheme, the box have been sensitively aligned to provide a more open view for the public, which is in future can enjoy the promenade, instead of the box alighting close to the promenade. And also the box are also set back from the central open space here to create a more crescent-like alignment. So in terms of key parameters, is the maximum domestic GFA is about 92,000 with a maximum building height of 100 MPD and provide a lot more than 1,400 FACs. So from this visual illustration, we can see a number of key defined features of this scheme. The first is the focal point, and the most outstanding part is the central open space, where it fills seamlessly with the public open space, the waterfront promenade, and there's a seamless connection between them. And this serves also for the gateway for future people to go to the public open space from here, and as well as entering to the public waterfront promenade in future. And apart from low fee of podium, this scheme has taken into account a number of key urban design features. For example, the central breezeway, which is over 20 meters here, and also there's another breezeway which is over 40 meters. And also on top of that, there's another building gap introduced here to ensure that the permeability and the air ventilation aspect is secure. Okay. Also, the proposed scheme has adopted a stepped up building high profile descending to the waterfront. So from this visual illustration, we can see that the focal point of the whole proposed development, which is the central public open space. As you can see, there is a continuous public open space leading to the waterfront promenade, and also a number of urban windows are introduced in this scheme to ensure the visual permeability as well as the air ventilation perspective. In terms of visual impact, the proposed scheme would not create any adverse visual impact as viewed from various strategic public view vantage points. This includes the viewpoint from the central ferry pier number 7, and also from the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park Zhongshan Gongyun. Is also there will be no significant impact. As for the concept design of the waterfront promenade and the public open space, I will pass to Chris to present.
Good morning, Madam Chairman and members of the Commission. I'll just take you quickly through the landscape concept design. Our vision is to create a space for public enjoyment. We want to maximize greening opportunities as far as possible in terms of tree and shrub planting. And we want this to be a showcase for the best possible, you know, landscape design practices in Hong Kong at the moment and take on board international practice. We've fully examined the harbour planning principles, and we've basically these have morphed into our own design principles, and this includes integrated planning and accessible harbour. We've brought people right to the waterfront. So previously there was no access to the waterfront. You can get right to the waterfront. It's a vibrant harbour. We want this to be an enjoyable space for the public, and we want this to be, as I say, sustainable development, native species, recycled materials. If we look at this plan, there's an obvious hole in the green framework, and that's the waterfront. There's never been an open space on the waterfront or access, you know, open access, pedestrian access to the waterfront before. This scheme provides that. It provides the missing link, basically, from the hinterland to the waterfront. As you can see, there's quite good pedestrian access. So it's an accessible space, so people can go right from the hinterlands of Cheung Sha Wan right to the waterfront. It's an accessible space, and it's a space that we hope will promote people to go to that waterfront. If we look at the plan here, you can see it's the design takes on board some of the design principles and appearance of the public open space in the public rental housing area, and it extends that landscape towards the waterfront. Initially, we take on the same language as that open space, and then we morph into a more organic, naturalistic design approach. This just looks at the key aspects of the design. If we look at A at the top of your plan, the open space, this is our entrance space. It's a threshold. You go from the public housing to the new landscape area. B is a more gentle sort of park-like landscape, lawns, shade trees where we can plant them. And then to C, which is our main sort of open plaza at the waterfront. This is a very flexible space, so people can introduce their own use programs, and LCSD can also run sort of arts and those sort of activities. And then moving to the left and right, to D, we have what we're calling the waterfront leisure space. It's an informal passive space, which is shaded with views of the harbour. And then beyond that, E, we've got these sort of focal points. So this can be sculpture or some sort of activity. Our concept, we're basically looking at the naturalistic Hong Kong landscape. You can see that photograph, the second photograph down, is somewhere in Sai Kung. And we're taking that sort of approach. We've got the bays, the headlands. We're taking the naturalistic landscape and sort of using it as a basis for our landscape design. This is the landscape master plan. As you can see, it's an integrated landscape. It's linked to the open space. There's a visual linkage to the private spaces. If we move things. If we blank out the residential developments, you can see we've got the POS, and it's fully integrated with the waterfront promenade. And this is the waterfront promenade. And on the left-hand side, you can see there's a pedestrian corridor which links up to the main pedestrian linkages to the space. If we look at the central open space, basically, as I say, we take on the language of the open space to the north at the public housing. And then as we move towards the waterfront, it becomes more naturalistic. And we go from a confined space of trees and shade to an open space of lawns, which can enjoy those fantastic views of the harbour. Okay, the open space, it's a large open space at the waterfront, enjoys views of the harbours. And what we've done here is create a flexible space that can be used for many activities. One of the lessons we've learned from projects like the Tamar Park is if we provide a beautiful setting and a flexible space, people will bring their own programs to the park and create the activity. Okay, looking at the waterfront, we have A is the main space itself. B, we've got a kiosk which is required under the planning brief. This is a food kiosk. This space, it serves the main space, but it doesn't dominate it. And then C are a series of terraced lawn areas which provide an elevated view towards the harbour so people can sit there and enjoy that fantastic view. Moving along the waterfront, as you can see, we've got this very curvilinear planter design. Again, this is abstracting nature. We're taking this natural form of the coastline and creating interesting sitting areas. We're going from a very public space in the centre to more intimate seating spaces at either side. Looking at the other side, again, we're taking that central open space, which is public, to more intimate spaces with little private seating areas and all angled towards the harbour, so you can enjoy that fantastic view of the harbour in shade and in comfort. This is a section through the waterfront promenade. As you can see, we've got a landscape buffer at the back. We've got an elevated platform which allows you to look over the waterfront towards the harbour, and then we've got the harbour footpath itself. We'll introduce high-quality landscape features, the language you'd expect from a high-class waterfront, and beautiful planting. This is a perspective showing the nature of the space that we hope to achieve. It's a very organic, as I said, landscape. It's abstracting nature. There's sitting areas under shade with views of the harbour. Again, this is a section through the key open space. And as you can see, it's enclosed by trees, so it's a beautiful setting. There's views towards the harbour from the terrace seating area, and we've got a landscape buffer around the residential area, so the open space is enclosed in its own right. And then we've got glass balustrades along the waterfront, because what we're trying to do is maximise visual access towards the harbour itself. This is a viewpoint showing what you might expect to see from that terrace lawn. And as you can see, the framed view of the harbour is tremendous. And then in terms of greening, we want to, as we said, make a sustainable landscape. And we're hoping to use a mixture of native and naturalised tree and shrub species, use recycled materials for the paving, and try and create as much shade and open, breezy sort of corridors for our sort of thermal comfort. So just for a quick summary, this development is compatible with the OZP and the requirements of the harbour planning principles. It's the first waterside space in the district, so this is groundbreaking, and it's something that's much needed in the district. We've tried to create, it's part of a district-wide open space network, so we're connected to open spaces within districts, and we hope open spaces on the waterfront to the south and of the area. It's a community-based design. We want this to be a space where the community can go and express themselves, enjoy themselves on a weekend or an evening. And it's a wide and open frontage. So what we're saying is we're opening the front of the park to enjoy those tremendous views of the harbour. We want to maximise the green opportunities. And for the waterfront promenade, we've got a 30% green coverage and 50% for the public open space. And again, we want to showcase the best practice in terms of landscape design, both in Hong Kong and internationally, and come up with something that Hong Kong can be proud of. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Dixon and Chris. Comments from members, please. Andy, okay, Paul, and then Mr. Yun.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, firstly, congratulations, I think, to our presenters today. Very nice scheme, which I think in principle we should certainly support. I just wanted just to clarify something, really. I'll start off with a complaint. Actually, it's not a complaint against the presentation today, but it irritates me to see so many constraints placed on our public open space. So yet again, you know, we have two-thirds of our public open space constrained by a box culvert and a drainage reserve underneath. It's a very convenient planning result, if you like, that you drop things like box culverts into the area of least resistance, which happens to be an open space, and as a result of which it severely compromises potentially what you can do on top of it. What we've seen today looks like it's a good scheme given those constraints, but I'm just interested to know to what extent it's already been discussed with the likes of Drainage Services Department and also Port Works of CEDD. Will they allow this to happen on top of a box culvert? Is the existing seawall capable of taking the superimposed load from the promenade? Because that's another common issue that we have come across all around the harbour front. Obviously, these guys are not going to rebuild the seawall as part of the scheme, but to what extent has it been compromised by those limitations? I'd just like to know what sort of where we are in the consultation process and therefore how realistic it is that we can achieve what's proposed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Clear, Paul, please.
First question for LCSD. They're going to take over the area. I'd like to know exactly which area are going to be taken over. Maybe the presenters can put it on the screen showing the boundaries of what area will be handed over to LCSD and whether this scheme has already been approved by LCSD, because I think this is relevant for us. I must say I've been making jokes about this site because this reminds me of Larvotto. Where we got in front of the site, we got the shipyards. And after the site was built, we then had all these people moving into Larvotto, finding they couldn't open up the window. And that they had a messy shipyard in front of them. And then they start complaining to the district councillors about it, and they try to kill the shipyards. I was always one that would... When Daryl won the site, he said the plot commands on coveted urban waterfront location enjoying a panoramic harbour view. But as far as I can see, the harbour view is shipyards, container yard, waste disposal, sewage treatment and more shipyards. So, and I noticed the position of the buildings have been turned to the point that you give least amount of view. At least for a number of the towers, but some towers are there to see it. I must say, my position on the site has been that it should be for marine users and not for somebody to go and live in the fumes of the ships, enjoying the air pollution that is in that area. We've got some massive local vessels there that are coming through with highly polluting exhausts. And what I would hate to see is that your residents are going to complain about it. Because this is an essential need, and we need these services in Hong Kong. I think it's the dumbest decision that has been made to sell the site for residential. But anyway, you now put a residential site in the middle of shipyards, container yards, and waste disposal and sewage treatment plants. We now have to see what we're going to do with it. You say it's a coveted waterfront location. But I see you have no design in terms of landing steps, tire points, an ability for the marine activities to tie in with this space. And now, knowing that Sino Land have Gold Coast, I would assume that there is ample expertise in the developer for marine supporting facilities to support marine users, people to tie with a boat and so on. And I just regret that we don't see this at all in the plan. If it's LCSD is stopping you from doing it, then let us know. But I thought it would be an ideal location to at least allow people to show up with a boat and go and visit some friends and move away again. You've got a waterfront. Why cannot not use it with a marine activity? The second point is, can you be a bit more clear about my food and beverage facility? Is it really just one kiosk? Is that all? On this location, is there not going to be places where I can sit and have a proper meal and sit outside and enjoy a great pizza or a glass of wine? And it would be nice to see in your property facing the public space there that there are great seatings and serviced F&B where you get proper meals. Not just the kiosks. Our kiosks are essential too, because we want low-cost facilities as well as something that's somewhat more with greater service. So I like to get an explanation and a better understanding of that. And then for LCSD and the developer, is this going to be 24-hour access, or is this going to be closed off? What are the controls on this? Because this is public space in the middle of a residential area. What I've seen in Qingyi is that there is a waterfront that is closed off from 11 to 7 or something like that. And there is a constant battle between the residents and the district councillors about closing it more because somebody has a radio on in the middle of the night and somebody goes running with his speakers blaring. I'd like to have a better understanding how this kind of potential conflicts are going to be dealt with, and whether open is really open and what that means in terms of permitted activities, and that's designed for it, not that we later on see that everything is closed off and not permitted.
Thank you, Mr. Yun.
好啊，多謝主席。咁我就本身深水埗區議員啦，咁嗰度咧其實坦白講亦都係我選區範圍附近，所以一路由去買地之前，本身係富城文化藝術市場咧，以至所有即係其實都一路關注。我想俾多幾個即係資訊委員考慮。第一就係你見到大家頭先見到啲MBA area 啦，或者係嗰啲open space 咧，其實就因為先天做過一啲空氣流通報告咧，其實就因為長沙灣嘅內陸地區係好唔夠空氣，所以就好刻意係留咗一啲嘅通風廊俾佢嘅。咁但係就坦白講，如果大家有留意附近有好多唔同西，或者最近有啲買個居屋咧，其實呢個空氣流通嗰個走廊，其實我覺得都係不斷係 flattening 緊嘅。咁所以我希望喺整個發展上呢、這個，我諗都係要企得。即係要留意翻啦。咁以至咧，我可唔可以有翻幅地圖 show 翻，即係整體成個區嗰幅地圖，去翻個 slide 有幾點關注？都希望可能嚟緊發展商可以去區議會傾傾，因為區議會喺大會從來都冇見過呢個 presentation。得呢個都 OK， 係啦。我想講一講咧，其實我區議會過往都好 concern 嗰個 connectivity 啊，因為如果大家睇翻個西隔離咧，係啦，後邊就係啲居屋地盤或者係啲公屋啦，隔離咧就係嗰個副食品批發市場一期啊。咁中間嗰條馬路其實就通唔到而家去嗰個西小，即係咩意思咧？就好難咧由即係如果揸車就好難由南昌嗰個方向揸入嚟，係唯一依賴咧就係興華街西，即係 Aquamarine Marine 嗰條咧就係駁過嚟，咁變咗嗰個connectivity 其實都係好唔夠，就算以至步行其實都係唔係一個好 pleasant 嘅地方，咁所以都請嚟緊 TD 係要諗清楚。而最後一個最好旺居嘅位就係、是。其實副食品批發市場一期咧，即係 wholesale food market 嗰度咧，其實個批發市場街嘅，我哋過往區議會都話，其實將兩度駁埋去，其實就令整體好啦。咁但係無論運輸署啊或者等等咧，其實一路都係比較好 passive 嘅，咁所以希望咧，即係因為大家都想即係帶啲 pedestrian 去海濱，咁我哋覺得嗰個 connectivity 好緊要，咁所以希望呢個位都嚟緊 TD 係去比較積極。咁以至我亦都知道最近土木拓展工程署就研究緊西北青衣西北嗰度咧，就會有一個即係研究，就想將一系列嘅啲批發市場，即係包括呢個一期啦，包括係其他成個長沙灣區有好多啲咩臨時批發市場咧，就睇下研究搬緊過去。咁我唔知嗰個要做幾耐咧，可能兩年以上。咁但係我覺得即使係咁咧，嗰、那個整體嗰個交通嗰度都係要諗得清楚啲，以至再睇得闊啲咧，其實。呢、這個即係今次呢個項目上嚟嗰、那個即係 permanent 對面咧，其實就係一個昂船洲污水處理廠。我哋區咧，無論我隔離區即係海麗村嘅區議員，或者我四小龍嗰一大區，以至係附近，其實都或者美孚啦，不約而同都會反映咧，一到夏天吹西南風嘅時候咧，就會有啲臭味嘅。 係啦，因為污水處理廠嘛，有臭味，咁我都好 surprise， 所以買咗咁貴，咁即係喺公湯嗰度當然開心啦。咁但係係啦，呢一個我覺得係要留意睇睇點樣係改善，因為大家要再睇頭先阿 Paul 講係附近係一啲船廠，我估係短期內都未必搬到，咁所以我諗嗰、那個係咪真係做到一個好 pleasant 嘅海濱，我覺得呢個係要睇得清楚啲。咁以至到最後就係關於係啦，阿 Paul 都講嗰個開放時間係點樣樣咧？因為呢個我諗都係一個比較 concern issue， 咁希望都可以喺呢方面係講得清楚啲，唔該。
Okay, thank you so much, Ken.
Thank you. As a resident in Meifu, I can confirm that yes, it's really a best smell in the night time. And for the vibrancy of the given plan, in general, I think that it's quite a passive landscape.Area rather than generating activities right there. Yes, it leaves some space for activities, but we are making it happen, but not waiting it happen. So I'm not sure there may be again constraint for the design for future activities. So this may be eventually again came to LCSD for how this place will be used. Even though we leave the area for activities, we need to provide necessary facilities. But if we don't know what kind of activities that we want to see there, we would not provide such facility to make it happen. So I would like to learn more about that. One last thing is I find that using the native species is good, but one native species is poisonous. So be reminded that for choosing species right in this public area. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ken. Freddie, you have...
多謝主席。好快咁講講啦，就其實我哋成日都講長遠地啊，長遠地希望有個單車線可以響荃灣區一路落到嚟，但係中間因為穿過好多好多嘅唔同嘅區啊，唔同嘅城咧，就成立唔到。咁我希望呢個海濱嘅設計上咧，可以預留到一個空間，就算今天係做唔到都好啦，那個空間。是可能将来呢可以改变变成个单车径可以俾市民用得到呢。咁多谢主席。
Thank you so much. So, any other comments, Eunice? Okay, thank
you. 多谢主席。原则上我觉得即係个 proponent 喺嗰、那个即係 landscaping 方面係用到好多心思喺度嘅，咁你睇到佢個 waterfront 啦，就似乎都即係包含咗不同種類、不同程度上嘅 treatment， 可以令到有唔同時間有唔同嘅用途。咁我覺得即係 in by itself 係一個好好嘅提議嚟嘅。那個問題就因為依個係喺長沙灣區依個第一個 proposal， 特別係 waterfront promenade。我嘅問題就係而家佢 set 咗個 tone 嘅。咁即係話，如果依一橛嘅 waterfront promenade 係用依個 treatment， 咁我哋係咪 expect 以後嚟緊嗰啲都有用翻個 common language 咧？因為依樣嘢第一樣嘢，我唔知道政府喺依方面除咗 indicate 有啲 waterfront promenade， 有冇一啲比較清晰啲嘅指引，就話我哋希望咧以後如果喺依一邊嘅 waterfront promenade， 我有啲咩嘅 treatment 或者咩 characteristics， 依個暫時我未聽到。But I think it's important， 依個一 set 咗個通之後，以後你就差唔多希望係會跟住落去嘛。我唔係話依家我有啲好 soft landscaping 下面嗰橛，跟住冚唪 hard paving， 跟住下橛又唔知要 maritime theme 咁唔係幾掂噶嘛。咁我諗依個係重要咯。咁另外只係個有個 question mark 喺我個腦入邊嘅啫，不依個可能只係即係我提出嚟就係、是。我見到佢哋嗰啲樓咧，就係、是、跟翻譬如而家西九龍嗰啲即係豪宅啦，都係一排咁樣連住嘅。咁呢個係咪我哋喺 waterfront 度，我哋啲樓係咪一定都係要咁一排咁連住？咁遠睇就係係咪啊？你話係屏風樓好乜都好啦，所以即係佢中間係 break 咗係咪？因為有嗰個 zoning 嘅 requirement， 但係個 treatment 都係一樣嘅。我又覺得香港係咪以後喺翻海旁起嘅樓都要一排咁樣係嘛？即係所以就佢呢、這個純粹係我嘅 comment。Thank you。
好，I think I'm going to invite TD to comment on the connectivity after the team has responded. Before I request the team to respond, I also want to have some clarifications. Maybe some of them actually overlapped with some members, because in your presentation, it's not really clear about the management of the waterfront promenade. So who's going to manage this? Is it LCSD? And I mean, also in terms of feedback from TD, how do you see the waterfront in this particular area? And in your presentation, it seems that there's a lot of open space, but would all these open space be accessible to the general public? If not, there needs to be a clear demarcation as to where's the private open space and the public one. And for the private one, what would be the opening hours? I hope that we can have more information about that. And finally, I think this is similar to what Eunice has raised. I mean, on your on one of your plan, T6 to T10 seems to be all continuous. So I'm not sure whether all these buildings will be separated or would they be one mass building block. So can we ask for some responses from the team of all the comments and questions that has been raised, and then we'll go to TD and Planning Department. And also LCSD, please. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the comments from various members. This is very variable comments. Firstly, relate to the whether we have consult DSD or LCSD, we are in active relation with them about the design of the landscape proposal. And because we are in a prelim stage, we will continue to liaise with them and sort out the issues in coming days. And as regard the concern on the odor or smell issue or other environmental issues, basically, I think in rezoning this site to C-Day for residential development, the government department has conducted various studies that it is feasible for residential development. And also in our planning application, we have conducted all the technical assessment, including the odor assessment, to ensure that our proposed scheme is feasible in all aspects. In terms of landing steps, actually, for this waterfront, for the site next to our C-Day site, as we got to the hotel site, which is next to us, the C-Day 2 site here, actually, this is a hotel development. And for this hotel development, they need to design and construct the promenade, as well as to re-establish the pier, as well as to investigate whether landing steps could be established. So in future, there will be a possibility for more marine activities subject to their detailed studies. And also, apart from the kiosk, actually, under the planning brief for this C-Day, the ground floor of this hotel have to provide about 5,000 square meter of 500 square meters of commercial space for food and beverage or restaurants. So this will enhance the experience, user experience for using this promenade. And as we got the opening hours, under the lease, we are required to provide 24-hour access for the public open space. And there's a very clear demarcation for the, as you can see from this graph, this is the public open space, and this is the promenade. The green and blue area will be open to public for 24 hours. And all the private open space will be within the private residential development. So that is a clear-cut demarcation. As we got the air ventilation aspect, so apart from the what government has required under the planning brief and other requirements, actually, we have introduced more additional measures, for example, additional building gaps and also introduce the urban windows at the lower floors, which is especially important for air ventilation. For example, this is the window, so the urban window. This is especially effective to improve the air ventilation because it's at the lower floors. So apart from the government requirement, we introduce additional building gaps and introduce additional urban windows in the scheme. As we got the concern on the possible future cycling park, I think we are at the early stage and we need to discuss with LCSD on their views, because the future LCSD is the future maintenance and management agent. Yeah. So I think I have covered most of the points. Have I left out
any? Can I supplement with one thing? In terms of the character of the waterfront, I was in New York City a couple of years ago. You go to the East River, on the waterfront, there's different characters. Every district has a different character. So there's opportunities to have a different landscape design for every district. Every stretch of that waterfront can be a different character. Now, it works really well on the East River, and I see no reason why it couldn't work here in Hong Kong.
Thank you. T6 to T10, is there any gap in between the buildings? Can you go back to your map?
For T6 and T10.
Yeah, for T6 and T10, there's urban windows.
Can you go back? To the slide.
Yeah.
Whether there's any gap in between all the buildings between T6 to T10 and, you know, T1 and to T5?
For, there are urban windows between T8 and T9, and also another urban window is below T3, yeah.
Visually, it's still not so desirable, but I mean, we need to consider, you know, all the pros and cons. So I guess we'd like to invite Mr. Lee from TD to give some comments, please.
Can I have the plan showing the extension of Transit 1 urban core, please?
Sure.
Yes, this one. I understand that there are members concerned on the pedestrian connectivity in this area, particularly between the hinterland and the waterfront. Actually, there are elevated walkway across the major junction being built across the West Kowloon Highway. And we also noticed that at the Lam Chin Station, there are also MTR entrance or exit connecting towards the waterfront. Anyway, in the future or in the ongoing process, I will convey the message of the members to our colleague to take care of the necessary petition connectivity and liaise with the relevant member, Mr. Yun, on their colleagues as well in the future. Thanks.
So where are the elevated bridges? Would it be linking in between the Nam Chong Station and the Chow Sha Wan Wholesale Food Market?
You have one slide showing the footbridge.
Do we have a pedestrian network here, just to get a better idea?
There's another one. You showed it before.
Yeah, the yellow.
Yeah. The yellow ones are actually the footbridge.
I see.
You can see them being built when you drive by.
All right, good. So these, it would be good to distinguish between the existing and the planned. But even if that's for the planned, it's all committed. Am I correct?
That's being built.
Okay, all right. So it's quite important, at least, you know, for the subject side and more. I think this is north, right? To the west, there's also some elevated bridges. All right, good, thank you. So as we proceed, I think it's very important that we take care of that. From Katie?
Chair, I know that the member raised about the concern on the design, whether they will be coherent or integrated. As specified in our planning brief, that for the design of the public open space within the site and the promenade abutting this site and the CDA site behind, their design should be coherent and integrated, and all these designs should be submit part of the master layout plan that will submit under the planning application together with the landscape master plan. So we'll through this mechanism, the planning application mechanism, to see their consistency or in terms of design. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So as more of these proposal will be submitted, Katie, your team would also give comments on that, right?
Okay. Actually, when we receive the application, we certainly will circulate to relevant department comments. So I think for the CDA 2 site, that for the hotel development, when we got, so far we haven't received their application. Same practice will do it, and that I think they will also consult the task force also.
Thank you, very helpful. Doris, you want to give comment on that?
In fact, TD has already clarified that the promenade will be operated 24 hours. And it will provide some pedestrian access from the new roads and then go to the promenade directly. Regarding the cycle track, I think it needs to take a holistic approach. Whether there is any alignment for the cycle track around several different sites. Yeah, if there is such a new a plan in the long run, usually like the Children's Hospital, the Kai Tak Children's Hospital, we will reserve some area as a future provision for cycling track when the site is ready. But I think for this site, it seems that there is no such plan. That's why it will become a passive, mainly passive open space and promenade serving the local community.
Okay, thank you. So, with that, I think we can somehow, I mean, as members would have this on your table, this very important PE exercise document, Land for Hong Kong, Our Home, I'll say. So, I mean, at the end of the day, for all these CDA and residential development, that we need to have some residential development on the harbourfront anyway, right? But the thing is really, how do we ensure that as we proceed, you know, the harbourfront would also be not only enjoyable to people living around and along the harbourfront, but also the general public. And I think in our discussion, we have raised a number of issues that could be improved and concerns of the task force from the harbour planning principle. So we'll summarise and convey that to the town planning board. We have Andy and then Paul to raise some questions.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just following on from what I said before, I would just like this committee in I think approving this in principle, just to go a bit further than that and make a strong statement that government departments, maintenance agencies in particular, should really find a way of making it work. You know, there are so many schemes I've seen in the past that have all good intentions. They get approved by committees like this. They go through town planning board. They get all the approvals. And then they hit brick walls and people come up with any number of reasons why they can't do something. Usually an excuse for inactivity, frankly. So I just like a strong statement that, you know, exactly, the point you've just made, we have to face relatively high density residential development in sites like this for the reasons you've just stated. It needn't be in, at the expense of a quality living environment, but we really do need to get maintenance agencies to take a more realistic view of what they will allow in these areas. DSD is an example. You can build anything you like on top of a box culvert. You know, it's possible to design it. They only need to actually access these things about once every decade, but they try and use that as an excuse to sterilize large areas of open space, and it's really not acceptable given the constraints we're working under.
Thank you, Nokta. See whether we have contrary views before we try to see whether we can put it in a stronger manner. Paul and then Eunice, you also have a comment? Okay.
I'd like to express support for the landscape plan that we have seen here today. And I support the idea that things can be different around the waterfront. And I hope that LCSD and others will not try to change the plans too much, and that we leave it up to be as creative as possible by the team that have worked on it, rather than that we get the same solutions everywhere. I'd rather see different colors of tiles, different materials, different seatings, different everything as different as possible to whatever is the best idea that comes out of this team, because otherwise everything looks the same and we've got 73 kilometers to do. I'd rather see 73 kilometers of lots of different ideas than everything the same. So I hope we can express our support for the landscape design. I remain, of course, disappointed with the fact that marine access is limited only to the pier area, because you've got that whole stretch of waterfront, and I would suggest to put some bollards and allow ships to tie up and then set back the railing, leave about 75 centimeters on the water edge, make sure to put some bollards people can tie up, and then you have greater flexibility. If you now put the railing there, then for every navvy you can ever stop a vessel there. So it would be such a shame. And the example for doing this is very close to you, is the Yamate Typhoon Shelter on the north side. You got exactly that design. So why can't we, and I'm looking at LCSD because I'm sure that they have to take over the site, just set back the railing slightly, leave bollards on the waterfront, people can tie up. Later on, if you want to make these fences more flexible, you can do it, but at least it's there. But if you now finish up with the railings all on exactly on the heart, right, on the heart of the water edge, you can't ever do it again. So why can't we make that adjustment? And I know LCSD has to give you support for that. So I call on this committee to ask LCSD to agree with you that we set back the railing a little bit from the water edge, leave the bollards there so we can have some vessels tied up in the future. Otherwise, we get 73 kilometers out of the entire waterfront. We know where you can tie up any vessels. It is driving me nuts. I've been on this committee since 2004, and this continues. This nonsense continues, and every time we get promised, we're going to look into it, and we don't do it. Just Yao Tong, we don't do it. And then I saved two bollards there. Children's Hospital, we haven't done it. And now we're having a new proposal at Kai Tak, we're not doing it. So please, can we do it here? You know, like, can we start by allowing people to tie up vessels in the future, leave the space for it? It's not difficult. We've done it at Yamate Typhoon Shelter North. So, Chair, I definitely call for that. On the cycle track, it's a 20-meter-wide waterfront promenade. At some stage in the future, allow cyclists access to a pedestrian priority area in the future here. That shouldn't be a problem. We've seen this being done in London, where people cycle through the park. The only thing is make sure that we don't have steps. Make sure there is a potential of a future route for pedestrians through this. But with the assumption that it won't be a track, nothing hard is needed. But as long as it's usable by somebody on the bicycle at 10 kilometers an hour, because we probably put a speed limit on it to make sure there's no conflict with pedestrians. But to keep them out entirely, we should not do that, especially not for small kids on three-wheelers and other small vehicles.
Thank you. Eunice, quickly.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairman, and also thank you, DPO, for clarifying that, in fact, it is the intention of the planning brief, to require the sort of the landscaping and the waterfront promenade to be sort of coherent and integrated. I guess what I'm looking for, the point I'm trying to raise, is that I'm not advocating to have total uniformity. I think, you know, it's good that we would have different treatments for different parts of the promenade. My concern really is that, you know, do we have any sort of design principles, perhaps, you know, from the planning department or from government to state that, in fact, these are the general principles we're trying to achieve, you know, for this area. It doesn't have to be so specific that, you know, you shall be planting certain species of trees or you shall be using certain kinds of paving. That's not what I'm looking for. But I think, you know, the concept of coherent integration, it's a very broad concept. I think we do need to give some guidelines to future applicants as to what we are trying to achieve in the waterfront. So just want to make sure that that's understood. Thank you.
Right, thank you. Connie, did you raise your hand earlier? Yeah, quick, and then, yeah.
Just very quick. 我想問問, 剛才那個, master, through the master plan, 去, make sure the coherence of the 不同 lot 出面的 design, 我想問在香港有沒有任何一個地方是很成功地做過?
Victor?
Chair, I'm in support of the landscape design, but I think this is a very good opportunity to incorporate some kind of sustainability elements in it. Like, for example, this is a perfect location for some solar panels because it's facing southwest, so there's no blockage all the time. And I think it's in line with the government's initiative of actually promoting sustainability.
Thank you. Very important that we can put it in as well. Mr. Yun and Derek.
主席，係三點。 第一就係關於嗰個海濱長廊，即係我諗好清晰啦。即係而家即係呢一個呢一段咧，其實就即係康文署之後會即係take up翻保養嗰啲。但係真係比較concern係隔離嗰個用即係酒店用地咧，嗰度咧係嚟緊係將會係酒店發展商全權即係興建管理同埋負責嘅。咁所以嗰 part 嗰個開放時間係會可能有問題嘅，即係我哋過。 往區議會都講過話，擔心會被好似變咗私有化咁樣嘅海濱，所以呢個要留意。第二就係頭回應翻 TD 咧，頭先我講就係話揸車嗰邊咧係好難南昌嗰邊過嚟嘅，即係呢一個我覺得一定係要即係處理好盡速嘅。咁我諗要同翻嗰個批發市場嚟緊嗰度睇下點樣可以 release 翻啲地，因為過往嗰個講法就係話嗰度要又要泊車唔係好適合，咁但係我哋覺得。 揸車嗰個位應該係要同時間處理埋啦。第三咧，我諗區議會過往都係有講過即係好支持即係單車即係嗰樣嘢，但係我哋都係好 frustrated 就係基本上喺深水埗入邊咧係好難，唔好即係唔好話有個單車徑啊，連係單車嘅泊位咧都係完全冇嘅，因為就係嗰個政策上定位咗係休閒，咁啊完全搞唔掂。咁所以你問我如果喺嗰度咧係留翻一啲 cycling 嗰個即係 facility 空間咧，我諗我相信區議會都會係好。
Derek，
唔該主席，或者我簡短講講其他嗰個設計啊，其他個項目都其實同事都俾好多意見。我基本上都即係好認同。可能我有一個問題咧，就想提咧，即係而家個通風口嗰度咧，即係我見一般大廈咧就喺中間啊，或者喺比較高啲嘅地方，即係我諗個通風效果咧，即係。 常理嚟講係比較好嘅，但係我睇你個設計咧，就擺咗喺比較地面嗰度咧，我唔知即係個效益啊，或者你設計上係點樣啊？咁第二咧，我想聽到阿 Paul 提咧，即係話整啲 Paula 處有啲即係 tie up 有啲船啊，或者係咁樣其他呢、這個我都覺得近要海邊咧都係考慮，但係考慮之餘咧，我諗就唔係話就咁俾啲地方俾啲處位啊咁樣綁住架船啊，咁我都希望如果真係。 會深入啲去了解，睇下可唔可以有啲空間咧，等啲上落啊，或者一啲船夫啊，或者一啲有啲上落客啊咁嘅設施啊，咁樣，即係我諗要配合得比較整面啲去睇啦。唔該，主席。好，多謝曬。咁我諗咧，其實I
think it's actually good that we have raised our comments because all the members' individual comments, you know, we would also summarize. I think you know this idea of sustainability solar panel would also be very important because I think you know Pollard it would be important and there would be people who would like to you know board on and to have a boat to be parked or nearby, you know. But at the end of the day, in Hong Kong, we don't have a very large group of people in this particular community. We also have to cater for people who would be using the promenade in a more passive, you know, manner as well. So we hope to have some great design, and I think that in general, I do hear that a lot of support for that. So I think I can take Andy's recommendation to be agree and support in principle, while we would also summarize the individual comments. All right, thank you. Thanks a lot for the team's
okay, thanks a lot.
And explanation.